The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
That was Shane Lowry singing to Rory on the Europe bus. Well, we're now going live to Esker Hills, Shane Lowry's home golf club in Clara County, Offaly. Henry visited the party in Clara and Esker Hills Golf Club. It has about 200 members, and it's where Shane Lowry became a champion. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Everyone here is in brilliant form.
Fragile, I'd say, after last night.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Pat. You took the words out of my mouth. People are fragile. They are in great form. Little tiny bit of rain is coming down here in Offaly, but everyone is in flying form. And Shane Hole, that decisive putt to retain the Ryder Cup for Europe, which they went on to win outright 15-13. And Shane, he won that crucial half point. Locals here were very nervous about that American comeback in New York and all that heckling. Despite all that swearing, Europe held on. Here is the manager of Esker Hills Golf Club. I'm chatting to Ray Molloy, manager here at Esker Hills Golf Club in County Offaly. Shane started his golf here.
Yes, Shane came here as a young man of 13 or 14 in 1998. We had just opened Esker Hills at that time. It's a relatively new club. It's 30 years old now. And he played a bit around for the first year, and he played a good bit of pitch and putt. And then people began to notice him. He was a little bit better than the average 13, 14-year-old. And by the time he got to 15, everybody knew that his handicap had crept down fairly rapidly. And he began doing things that other golfers, much older and much more mature than him, weren't able to do, you know. And he just went from, he got into a schoolboy system then, and he got an Irish Youth, and it just went from there.
How proud are you today, last night here at Esker Hills, at Shane Lowry's home golf club? There were celebrations. It was Sir Alex Ferguson's squeaky bum time at one point. You must be relieved after the American comeback and the fact that Shane had that vital putt.
We're so proud of Shane to think that the young man that came and learned his golf here and spent hours and hours and days and weeks out on Esker Hills. And, he's such a good chipper now, and such a good putter. But he learned all his shots out here, and we're so proud of that. So proud to be part of such a wonderful story for Europe last night, for Ireland, for Offaly and Clara, and then for Esker Hills to have nurtured his talent. We are just so delighted.
So you're absolutely thrilled. And the Americans and that heckling, the fact that Shane Lowry managed to get through that and deal with it, with that level of abuse, even towards wives and partners.
Well, Shane is such a pleasant, quiet fella off the course, but when he gets out on the course, like his father on the football field, he settles down and he thrived in that, you know, and that showed his finish. To think, I think he hit 5 threes for the last 5 holes, unbelievable, and 3 birdies in the last 4 holes, and all needed just for a half. So it is unbelievable. And Shane, he's well able for that. He's a tough guy when he's out on the course.
And that's the manager of Esker Hills. Now, I know you mentioned a drop of rain in County Offaly this morning, but I'm sure there are still young people out on the course or heading out on the course. Have you been talking to any of them?
No, absolutely. And it's all about the future, and it's about young people and how they look up to Shane, and Shane to them is their hero. So they're over the moon. There's relief. There's joy. There's jumping on furniture. Here are some young golfers.
Hello, my name is Ronan Carroll and I'm 13 years of age and I'm a member of Esker Hills Golf Club.
My name is Ross Kennelly, I'm 14 and I'm also a member.
What did last night's Europe Ryder Cup win mean in New York?
It meant a lot to us, at the people of Esker Hills and around the local. It was a brilliant putt last night watching it, and the excitement was great.
You have both met Shane Lowry and you know the family. What's he like?
He's a very nice man. I'm very fond of him, and I looked up him I look up to him very much as well.
You look up to him?
Yeah.
He's very nice.
He's nice.
Yeah.
And how did you celebrate when Europe won last night?
Just jumped up and down
a bit?
Yeah.
On the couch?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, same.
And you were very, very happy?
I was very, very happy, yeah.
And one day, do you want to grow up and be like Shane?
I look up to him, so, yeah, I would like to be like him and all the other professionals.
And you want to be a professional golfer?
Yeah.
Would you like to be a professional golfer too?
I would, but I'm not very good, so.
I don't see that.
Yeah, I'd love to be like Shane.
I suppose if you can see it, then perhaps you can be it. And I understand that Shane Lowry actually showed up at his home club fairly recently.
He did. He showed up. He didn't tell anyone. He just literally showed up and just started playing golf. And why wouldn't you? I got to actually meet the head greenkeeper.
Hi, I'm Jack O'Kelly Lynch, the head greenkeeper here in Eskerhills, County Offaly.
Jack, you must be a very proud man today here at Eskerhills, the home of Shane Lowry.
Look, the Monday morning after your winning away Ryder Cup in Bettpage and your local clubman sinks the winning putt is always an unbelievable day for Ireland, for Offaly, especially here in Eskerhills. The excitement from Friday morning to Sunday last night was unbelievable. It didn't feel like a golf tournament. The heckles over and back was amazing, but it was so much brilliant, brilliant.
And those heckles, they were tough. They were tough for Shane, but in a way, do you think it helped them, even though last night was, you know, at one point it looked like the Americans were making the comebacks of all comebacks?
Yeah, especially going into yesterday morning, you would have thought this was European, won the first two matches or got the few halves. They had it in the bag, but when the heckles started coming over, you could see the European team tensing up a bit. But Shane is very level-headed. They're all professional golfers. They know how to deal with these tricky situations. And, yeah, no better man than Shane than sink the winning putt.
The fact that it was Shane that was able to retain it, that got that momentum back, it fell for an Irishman again. How did that make you feel?
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. Especially the Ryder Cup coming back to Ireland next year in Adair Manor. It kind of fitted the fitted scenario. An Irishman to win the to sink the winning putt, bring it back to Ireland to retain it again. Yeah, it was unbelievable, unbelievable. That's correct, yeah. He played here about 5-6 weeks ago, the week before the Irish Open. Told no one, kind of just arrived on over, played a few holes, had a great chat with him. He's loving life, he was in great form. Looking forward to the Irish Open, looking forward to the Ryder Cup. He said, yeah, Adair Manor's not too far away, we'll feel it in 2027. Yeah, no, but even that day I seen hitting balls and ball striking was a different level. He's a class golfer.
And that's the head greenkeeper at Shane Lowry's home golf club, Eskerhills in Offaly. And Henry, you'll have more later on in the day on the hard shoulder?
Oh, absolutely. I will be, you know what I'm like. I'd like love to jump on a bandwagon, and this is one hell of a bandwagon. And we know Shane Lowry will be partying hard for at least 2 weeks.
You're very honest and very humble, Henry. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.